this protest that we are seeing is a cry for help by the people of Swaziland, and it's also a cry to say enough is enough. After more than 40 years of oppression by the royal family in what we have since termed the longest state of emergency since the 1973 decree when political parties and multi-party democracy was banned in Swaziland, it's been years of the people of Swaziland crying for the country to be returned to multi-party democracy. So the protests are a culmination of all these years of work for the people to say enough is enough, we want to return to multi-party democracy.
Bavusi, some supporters of the government and the monarch are of the view that people like you, pro-democracy groups like you in exile, are pushing this to undermine the country's territorial integrity, create chaos, and try to force democratic reforms by throwing out the monarchy. What do you say to that?
Peter, it's an undeniable fact, and history is the best teacher, to the fact that all regimes and all dictators the world over, they never want to cede power to the people, particularly if they've been in power for many, many years, ruling with an iron fist and things like that. That is the same sentiment that King Mswati is sharing, and it's the same sentiment that King Mswati has been ruling that country for more than 45 years, as I've just mentioned earlier. For starters, this regime is now illegitimate. It has lost all moral compass and moral ground and legitimacy to be calling itself the government of Swaziland, following the indiscriminate killing of people that we have observed in the last 72 hours in the country in this protest. So they've lost all legitimacy.
But Vusi, the king once said that Swazis believe in monarchical democracy, and that is what is being practiced. People like it. The constitution says political parties are not allowed in the kingdom to participate in elections, and Swazis or people of Eswatini have abided by this for all this time. What changed?
What I can say is that there are universally accepted standards that need to be adhered to for any country to be declared to be a democratic country. And following these universal standards of democracy, the rule of law, and the will of the people. So on the issue of King Mswati going around and the international community to say people are happy with this, we need to understand, as we've always said, that in Swaziland we didn't have a platform where people can willingly and freely organize along party lines and then put across how they want to be ruled. Everything that has been happening in the country, it has been happening on the terms and the conditions of the king so that he can entrench and continue to rule that country by the iron fist.
Vusi, your party, which is banned in Eswatini, is blamed for calling on the international community to pressure the kingdom for more democratic reforms and inviting people to accept the power structure as it is in Eswatini at the moment. Basically calling on the international community to interfere with the internal political dynamics in the kingdom. And that is unpatriotic and treasonous. How do you respond to that?
What we are saying as the people of Swaziland, we're saying the time is now for us to self-determine. The time is now for us to be released from the evil claws of the king and his family that have been self-enriching and plundering the country into absolute poverty because of their huge, unquenchable appetite for luxury and all of those things. So it's not an issue of being unpatriotic and things like that, but these are internationally accepted and fundamental human rights that we have been deprived in Swaziland for more than 45 years.
African Union Chairman Musa Mamman Faki has condemned the violence, called for peace. Others are calling for dialogue. But where do you see this ending in Eswatini?
We are in full support of what the African Union is saying. For starters, we fully and wholeheartedly condemn the violence that has been perpetrated by the king against an unarmed and peacefully protesting people of Swaziland that are claiming and are calling for their rights to be respected and for multi-party democracy to return to Swaziland. So it is the state that has unleashed the army on an unarmed and defenseless people.